Lord, we do pray, Lord, that you will bless us as we consider the truths of your word again today. And we just pray that somehow you will work in each of our hearts, and we pray for this dear man, that you will work in his heart as well.
所以呢，主啊，我求您在我们心里动工，我们也为这一个人祷告，也在他的心里动工。
Lord, we pray that you'll just give us wisdom as to what to say. We pray that you will guide all our discussions this afternoon.
所以主啊，求您给我们智慧，让我们知道怎么说，也求您引导我们下午所有的谈话。
And Lord, bless each one who's here and others who might join us. We ask this now in Jesus' name.
所以呢，主啊，求你赐福给我们在座的所有的人，也赐福给那些可能加入我们的，所以我们祈求这些奉主耶稣基督的名。Amen.
Amen. All right. Well, there are many, Chelsea, who acknowledge that there is a God, but they have not acknowledged that Jesus Christ must be their Savior.
因为他说确实有很多人，他们知道有一位神，但是他们却不接受主耶稣基督为他们的救主。
So there's a verse that basically says this, the devils themselves believe there's a God, and they tremble.
所以呢，圣经里甚至说，那个魔鬼都相信有神，他们在神面前都颤抖。The
Jewish people, and well, the Jewish people especially, who killed the Lord Jesus Christ, they all believed there was a God. They knew there was a God.
犹太人呢，尤其是那些杀害主耶稣的犹太人，他们也相信有一位神。
So the issue is not so much, is there a God? The issue is, do I choose to repent and believe and obey him?
所以呢，问题呢，并不是说有没有神，那个，现在问题是在于我们要不要悔改我们的罪，然后呢，选择神，来服从神。
There are many who basically say, no, I don't choose to do that. I won't repent. I want to go my own way.
所以呢，很多人呢，实际上呢，他们说呢，我不想悔改，我只想走我自己的路。
So the next question then is, what do we do?
下一个问题是我们怎么做？
And we tell them as we can about the Lord Jesus.
所以我们尽可能地告诉他们主耶稣基督。
And we must warn them, because their folly is profound.
所以呢，我们必须要警告他们，因为他们的那种愚顽是很深的。
If there is a God, he must be obeyed.
所以呢，如果他相信有一位神呢，他必须要顺服神。
Even if he were a bad God, you would have to obey him.
就算这个神是个坏神，你也必须要顺服他。
If he's a good God, that would be very wise to obey him. But if he's a bad God, if you don't obey him, all you do is bring down his wrath upon you.
因为如果是一个好的神，你顺服他，那是很明智的。但是如果是个坏的神，那你不顺服他，只能把他的愤怒带到你身上。
I don't really know how to follow the rest of this logic, but if he's a good God, you would obey him because he is so good and you would want to.
因为他这个逻辑是怎么去讲，真的是一个好神呢，你必须要顺服他，因为你想要顺服他。
If he were a bad God, you would have to obey him just out of fear and for self-preservation.
所以呢，也是，如果他是个坏神呢，你就必须要顺服他，因为你要为保护自己，你害怕他，你要顺服。
Now some people might say, but I'm smarter than God.
有些人可能这么说，我比神更聪明。
And that makes no sense at all. That's just pure ignorant arrogance.
所以这个完全是没有道理，这是无知和那些无知的一些表现。
God made, they would say, God made me, but I'm smarter than the one who made me. What?
有些人说那个神造了我，但是我比造我的神更聪明，什么？
So, I would present the truth of God to him, present the Bible verses to him, and say, this is what the Bible says.
所以呢，我会把这些神的话呈现给他，我要把圣经给他看，然后说呢，这就是圣经上怎么说的。
And he knows that he's not smarter than the Bible.
所以他就知道他并不比圣经聪明。
Paul tells the Corinthians, the world by wisdom does not know God.
所以呢，使徒保罗告诉哥林多人，这个世界呢，他们按照自己的智慧，他们不认识神。
And they say we're all smarter than God.
他们说我们都比神聪明。
And that's not wise. So, keep presenting the truth of God. You don't even have to present the logic of God. You just keep the verses of the Bible in front of him.
所以这个呢，前面那个是不明智的，所以你就要继续的不断的把神的那个真理给他展现，你不一定非要说是把那个神的逻辑告诉他，你就是把圣经里的经文给他看就可以了。
So you don't need to explain God, but you do need to tell him about God. Just give him some more Bible verses.
你不用跟他解释神，你只告诉他，一直保持告诉他神有神在那里，然后你给他一些圣经的经文给他看。
Well, that's not a very exhaustive nor a very complete answer at all, but it's something.
所以呢，这个答案呢，也不是一个完整的答案，也不是一个很那个的答案，但是呢，起码他给你一点答案。
Yeah. You're welcome. I can read your lips.
他能读你的唇语。
All right. Anything else? Any other questions? Comments?
所以还有没有其他的？大家还有任何的问题和一些想法？
All right. Well, last week we basically finished off the book of Hebrews, and it was a good study. I'm wondering if there are any questions that you might have about the book of Hebrews.
上个星期我们结束了希伯来书的学习，所以我就想啊，大家是不是有些问题关于希伯来书的？
All right, let's go on to the book of James. That's the next page.
所以大家就翻页，我们来学雅各书。
And maybe before we get into the words, I should try to tell you who James is.
所以呢，在我们开始学习雅各书之前呢，我要告诉大家雅各是谁。
As you will remember, in the New Testament, there were several men whose name was John.
因为大家也记得在那个新约里有几个人，他的名字叫约翰。
There was John the Baptist.
一个施洗约翰。
There was John the disciple.
一个门徒约翰。
There was John Mark, the man whose name is Mark, who wrote the second epistle. His name is John Mark.
还有一个人呢，叫约翰马可。 他的名字呢，实际上叫马可，是他写了第二本福音。There
were several in the New Testament whose name was Mary.
所以呢，在新约里有很多人呢叫玛利亚。And
so we read about Mary, the mother of the Lord Jesus Christ.
所以呢，我们知道那个主耶稣基督的妈妈叫玛利亚。
And then there was Mary, the wife of Cleopas.
所以呢，有一个玛利亚是那个叫克利巴斯的妻子。
There was Mary Magdalene.
有一个叫玛利亚马格雷马达纳。
So there were a lot of Marys.
所以有很多的玛利亚。
But there were also many people whose name was James.
但是有很多人呢，他们的名字呢叫雅各。
There was the disciple, the apostle, who is John's brother, James. You remember reading of Peter and Andrew, James and John. James was a disciple of the Lord Jesus.
另外一个呢，叫雅各的，那是约翰的哥哥。他们之间呢，您大家都记得有一个彼得啊，那个雅各啊，这些都是他们的名字。
And then there was another James, who was also a disciple. So he is sometimes referred to as James the Less.
所以呢，另外还有一个呢，就是也是叫雅各。雅各呢，他也是主的一个门徒，他就是那个叫小James。
So 12 disciples, two of them called James.
所以呢，有12个门徒，有2个人的名字是雅各。
And then there was a third James, who was the brother of the Lord Jesus Christ.
所以还有第三个雅各，他就是主耶稣基督的弟弟。
You'll remember that the brother of John, the apostle, he was James, the first martyr after Stephen.
所以呢，大家记得那个约翰的哥哥还是弟弟呢？他是在那个史蒂凡以后的第二个殉道者。And
so he died in Acts chapter 12.
所以他在使徒行传第12章里他死了。But
when you get to Acts chapter 15, the church leader, the one with many decision-making powers, he was also called James.
但是你到了《使徒行传》第15章呢，有一个教会的领导人，他的名字呢也叫雅各。
And so the James who wrote the book of James, he is James, the brother of the Lord Jesus Christ.
所以写雅各书的人呢， 这个人就是主耶稣基督的弟弟。He
probably became a Christian immediately after the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ.
他有可能成为一个信徒呢，是在主耶稣基督复活以后。We
read about that, I believe, in 1 Corinthians 15.
所以呢，我们读到。 有可能在格林多前书的第15章里，我们读到这个。And
I'm looking for the verse and don't see it here. But among the many that the Lord Jesus appeared to after he rose from the dead was James. Here we are, verse 7.
现在在第7节里，他显给雅各看。
It says, then he appeared to James, then to all the apostles, and last of all, he appeared to me also.
第七节说, 以后显给雅各看, 这显给众使徒看, 末了显给我看。
So that probably was the brother of the Lord Jesus Christ, whom the Lord appeared to after his resurrection.
所以呢,这个呢, 就有可能是主耶稣基督的弟弟, 在主耶稣基督复活以后呢, 他显给了他弟弟雅各看。
All right, so now, here we've got James chapter 1 and verse 1. We read, James, a servant of God and of the Lord Jesus Christ, to the 12 tribes scattered among the nations.
所以我们现在来读雅各书的第一章第一节, 做神和主耶稣基督仆人的雅各, 请散往。
So, James now calls himself a servant of God and of the Lord Jesus Christ, but he is writing to the Jewish Christians who were scattered all around the nations.
所以呢,雅各呢,称他为神和主耶稣基督的仆人, 他这封信是写给那些
Remember now that many of the Jewish people did not live in Israel.
所以大家记得很多犹太人他们并没有住在以色列的土地上。
They were taken by the Assyrians, and they were scattered by them way back in the days of the fall of the nation of Israel.
所以呢,他们实际上是被亚述人给掠走了,然后呢,他们都分散在世界的各地。
And then 100 or 200 years later, Nebuchadnezzar scattered them, took them to Babylon, and they were taken captive then.
所以然后100或者200年以后呢,那个尼布甲尼撒呢,也把他们掳到了巴比伦,然后他们也是在世界各地分住的。
And then they were scattered again after the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ. The Jews were scattered, the Christian Jews were scattered because of the persecution.
然后呢,在主耶稣基督复活以后呢,那些犹太人的基督徒呢,他们由于受到迫害,所以也分散在各地。
And then at a later date, Rome caused all the Jews to leave Rome, and they became scattered.
所以呢,然后在罗马帝国的时代时候呢,他们把所有的犹太人都赶出罗马,然后所以他们当时又散住在各地。
And so it's a fact of the history of the Jews that they have been scattered and scattered and scattered.
所以呢,在那个犹太人的历史上呢,他们是一直被分散,一直被打散,打散。
They were scattered during the Second World War.
然后在第二次世界大战的时候,他们也被分散了。
And many Jews are being scattered today, often scattered from these places back to Israel. But persecution is driving the Jews even today.
实际上呢,是很多分散在世界各地的犹太人呢,他们也回到了以色列的土地上,但实际上对犹太人的迫害呢,从来没有停止过。
So this book is written especially to the scattered Jewish people. They've got a long history of the goodness of God. They know the Old Testament, and they put their trust in Jesus.
这封信呢,是写给分散在世界各地的那个犹太人基督徒的,所以他们知道神的美善,他们知道旧约,所以他们相信主耶稣基督为他们的救主。
All right, so verse 2 now says, consider it pure joy, my brothers, whenever you face trials of many kinds.
所以第二节说,我的弟兄们,你们落在百般试炼中都要以为大喜乐。
So the Christian church in the early days was subject to much persecution.
所以呢,当时的基督徒在早期的教会年代呢,他们遭受了很多的迫害。
The Lord Jesus Christ himself was persecuted for much of his ministry.
所以当主耶稣基督自己在他服事的时候呢,也受到了很多的迫害。
And he told his disciples to expect persecution. They too were going to be persecuted.
所以主耶稣基督告诉他的门徒们呢,他们也要受迫害。
The book of Hebrews talks a lot about the persecution too, doesn't it?
所以希伯来书实际上也谈到了很多关于迫害的事实。
So the Christians, if you follow the logic of the New Testament, you've got the Gospels all about Jesus, then you've got the Acts of the Apostles, what they did, then you've got the letters, how they should live. But at the end of those letters, the constant theme is how to handle persecution.
所以呢,在新约的这个逻辑呢,实际上刚开始呢,就是关于主耶稣基督的,然后呢,就是关于那些使徒们,他们应该去做什么,然后呢,接着这些书信开始呢,也就在写一些那些 门徒们应该怎么做,但是最终的结果呢,就是他们要怎么样对待受迫害。The
book of Hebrews then is, do I continue following the Lord and being persecuted, or do I go back to the synagogue, back to the temple, back to the Jewish way of life, where there will be less persecution?
但是希伯来书呢,应对他们希伯来人的那个问题呢,就是他们继续跟从主耶稣基督呢,受到更多的迫害,还是回到他们的犹太会所,回到他们的圣殿里,回到犹太社区里面,他们所受的迫害就少一点呢。
So James is basically saying, listen, there's going to be lots of persecution, how are you going to handle it?
所以呢,雅各书呢,就说呢,告诉他们有大量的那个迫害,你们怎么样去应对这个迫害?
So he says in verse 2, consider persecution pure joy, brothers, whenever you face trials of many kinds.
所以第二节就说,我的弟兄们,你们落在百般的试炼中,都要以为大喜乐。
Well, if you're like me, you don't like persecution.
如果你像我一样呢,你不喜欢被迫害,
and I don't like trouble.
我也不想有麻烦,
and I don't like trials.
我也不想试炼,
I don't like it when people disagree with me.
但人们不同意我说的话的时候,我也不喜欢。
And it's very difficult for me in those circumstances to have joy.
因为对我来说,在那样的 一些环境中呢,是很难有喜乐的。
And so somebody comes up to you and says, oh, I've got a real problem.
有些人呢,来到你面前呢,他说呢,啊,我现在有大麻烦。And
you say to him, oh, well, if that's the case, you should be really happy.
所以你跟他说呢,你说,如果你有大麻烦,你应该非常高兴才是。
And he said, no, I'm not happy. I got a big problem.
他会说的,我不高兴了,因为我现在很大的麻烦了。And
James says, no, you're missing it. Verse 3, because you know that the testing of your faith develops perseverance.
因为雅各说你不对了,第三节说,因为知道你们的信心这个试炼就是忍耐。
If you don't have testing in your life, you will not be strong in difficult days.
所以如果你在你的人生中没有经过试炼, 那么在艰难的日子呢, 你就不会变得强壮。
It is testing that gives extra strength.
所以是试验呢, 让你有, 额外的坚强。
So an athlete, when he's training, he goes through great stress in order to develop his perseverance, his continuance in his athletic activity.
运动员呢，他们呢，要训练，要锻炼呢，是为了增强他的那个抗压能力，增强他的作为一个运动员必须要有的力量。
They tell this story about plants that often grow strong in adversity.
所以呢，我们就讲一个故事，就是这个植物呢，通常呢是在一些比较艰难的环境里，它会变得非常强壮。
Many years ago, there was a tree growing in front of my house and a similar tree growing in front of my neighbor's house.
所以呢，很多年前呢，在他的房子的门口呢长了一棵树，然后在他邻居的房子门前呢也长了一棵树。
His tree grew straight like that, beautiful tree.
所以呢，他的那棵树呢长得非常直，非常漂亮。
My tree grew something like that.
所以他的树长成那个弯了，真的。And
it was leaning over. It didn't look very good. It had lots of problems.
所以那个树呢，它就像快要倒的样子。所以呢，有很多的问题在那棵树上。
One night we had a very strong wind.
所以有天晚上呢，我们有遇到一股强风。
I woke up in the morning and looked outside, and my friend's tree had fallen down.
所以呢，然后早上起来了，我看看我邻居的树，他的树倒了。
My tree was still like this.
所以他的那个树仍然这样歪歪倒倒。
Because you see, in the difficult days of standing up, my tree grew stronger roots.
所以呢，你知道在那些 这树长得很艰难的话呢，它的根就扎得很强。
And that is true in the Christian life. If it's easy, 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 you probably won't be very strong.
这就是我们基督徒的人生。如果你一直很惬意、很容易、很容易，你不会变得很坚强。
But if it's difficult, you will develop the strength of perseverance, and you'll be able to stand when it gets really bad.
那如果你这个受过试炼呢，在你的人生中呢，你可能会变得很坚强有耐力，所以在情况变得更糟的时候呢，你就会承受得了。Now
verse 4 says, perseverance must finish its work, so that you may be mature and complete, not lacking anything.
所以第四节说，但忍耐也当成就完全的工作，使你们可以完全完备，毫无缺欠。How
do you get to be a strong Christian?
你怎么会变成一个坚强的基督徒呢？
Well, you probably have some difficult days.
所以你可能有一些艰难的日子。
I've told you that our mother and father were strong Christians.
所以呢，我告诉过你们，我的父母呢都是坚强的基督徒。
Our mother was a relatively young Christian. She'd been maybe a believer for 5 or 6 years as a teenager.
所以呢，他的妈妈呢，她当时呢是一个很年轻的基督徒，在她是一个青少年的时候呢，她可能只是做了5、6年的基督徒。
And then in 1918, when the plague came, the swine flu, the Spanish flu, came in 1918. It was like COVID, and my grandmother died.
所以呢, 在1918年呢, 当时有一个瘟疫, 可能是猪瘟, 也是西班牙流感, 当时呢, 在那个瘟疫之间, 跟今天的新冠疫情差不多, 那个时候他的, 祖母, 外祖母,
My mother was only 16 or 17 years old, and she had to look after the family. She had to look after her older brother and sister, had to look after her younger brothers and sister. It was not easy.
所以当时呢, 她的妈妈只有 16, 7岁, 所以她必须去照顾她的 哥哥姐姐啊,弟弟妹妹们,对他来说呢,并不是一件容易的事。
But when my sister and I came along, our mother was strong.
所以呢,当他和那个,他跟他姐姐出生以后呢,他妈妈是非常坚强的。
She knew how to look after children because she looked after her mother's family.
因为呢,她妈妈知道怎么去照顾孩子们,因为她曾经照顾过她妈妈的孩子们。She
knew how to cook because she cooked for her brothers and sisters and her father, and she was strong because she had to go through adversity.
所以呢,实际上呢,她妈妈呢,非常坚强,她知道怎么去煮饭,因为她曾经为她的爸爸, 和他的哥哥弟弟姐姐们弟妹妹们煮饭，所以呢，他会是变得非常坚强的。And
she became happy as a result of that in the difficulties of life.
所以呢，在那些艰难的日子呢，成就了他以后，他变得非常的高兴。Norman,
I became happy because we had a strong mother.
所以呢, Norman 跟他呢, 也非常的高兴, 是因为呢, 他们有一个坚强的母亲。
And then my mother met my father.
然后呢, 他妈妈呢, 碰到了他爸爸。
And my mother probably said, you know, I've had a bit of a difficult time because my mother died when I was just a teenager.
所以他妈妈就跟他爸爸说呢, 哎，你知道吗？我有一段时间有很艰难的日子，因为当时我的妈妈死了，我16、7岁的时候。My
father said, "I understand that. My mother died when I was 12 years old."
他父亲呢就跟他妈妈说，我理解，因为当我12岁的时候，我妈妈也死了。So
we didn't have grandmothers in our family. They were in heaven.
所以呢，他们在他们家里呢，他们没有奶奶，因为他们在天堂。But
we had a strong mother, we had a strong father.
他们有一个坚强的妈妈，一个坚强的爸爸。And
frankly, they were uncommonly mature and complete, not lacking anything.
然后呢，他们就完全 可以完全就也毫无欠缺。
And it didn't really matter what happened in life, even war, they continued strong for God.
所以呢，不管世界上发生了什么事情，就算是发生了战争，他们仍然在神里面非常坚强。
They went through all the difficulties of the Second World War with a smile and with perseverance, because they had learned in the difficult younger days to be strong for the more difficult later years.
所以呢,他们在整个二次世界大战的时候呢,他们带着微笑忍耐,因为他们实际上在他们两个年轻的时候呢,他们都通过他们自己的艰难的环境呢,学到了怎样去 高兴怎样去坚强?
Have you got a problem?
你有问题吗?
Not like this.
没事, 我们都有麻烦。
You've all got problems.
我们都有麻烦。
Okay, what do you do? You say, thank you, Lord, because this problem is going to make me stronger and stronger and stronger. I'll be mature. I'll be complete. I won't lack anything.
因为你就会说呢，我人生有麻烦，有麻烦的时候呢，我就说感谢，因为通过一个一个的麻烦，我就会变得更加成熟，并且更加完备，然后呢，我就一无所缺。
So the question then is, how does that work? Verse 5, if any of you lacks wisdom, he should ask God, who gives generously to all without finding fault, and it will be given to him.
这怎么行得通呢？我们看到第五节，你们中间若有缺少智慧的，应当求那厚赐与众人，也不斥责人的神，主就必赐给他。
Now the problem that we all have when we have problems, trials, temptations, the problem we have is we say, I don't know what to do.
现在我们都有麻烦，当我们有了麻烦呢，有了试炼，有了试探的时候呢，我们都会说呢，我不知道该怎么办。
Okay, so very often you have to say it's true, I don't know what to do.
所以呢，通常呢，你会说这个确实是这样的，因为通常你会说我不知道该怎么办。
And verse 5 says, then you ask God, who gives generously to all without finding fault.
所以呢，第五节说呢，你应当求那厚赐与众人，也不斥责人的神。
So you say, Lord, I don't know what to do. Will you help me? He says, yes.
所以你说，主啊，我不知道该怎么办，您愿意帮助我吗？ 他说是。
To whom does he say yes?
他对谁说愿意帮助你？
Answer to everyone?
答案是对每一个人。
That's absolutely amazing. He gives wisdom to all who ask him.
这是绝对的神奇的，因为神把
My father said, I'm only 12 years old and I don't have a mother anymore. What can I do? How can I? And he said, I'm going to pray.
当时他爸爸只有12岁，他的妈妈死了。他爸爸说，我也再也没有妈妈了。所以呢，我怎么办呢？他说，我怎么祷告？
And he prayed and he got wisdom. In some respects, Norma and I think he had a whole lot more wisdom than a lot of other people we met.
所以呢，从某种方面上讲呢，Norma跟他呢，都认为他爸爸比他们碰到的所有的人都有智慧。
And we would say to ourselves, how did he get all that wisdom?
有时候我们自言自语说，他怎么得到那么多的智慧呢？
And the answer is because he couldn't ask his mother, he had to ask Jesus for wisdom, and Jesus gave it to him.
答案是呢，他没有一个妈妈来求智慧，所以他只能找主耶稣求。他找主耶稣求智慧，主耶稣基督就赐给他了。
And he probably said, you know, I don't deserve this. I'm not a perfect boy.
所以他可能这么说呢，我不配得到这些，因为我不是一个完美的男孩。
But the verse says that the Lord gives generously to all without finding fault. He says, Harold, I'll help you. You keep asking. I'll keep giving you wisdom.
所以实际上呢，第五节说呢，那求呢，应当求了厚赐与众人，他也不斥责人的神，所以呢，我就跟主求智慧，那个主就跟哈尔的时候，我会帮助你，然后呢，他会赐给哈尔的智慧。
Now verse says, but when he asks, he must believe and not doubt.
所以呢，然后呢，就说呢，当他只要凭着信心求，一点不疑惑。
So you say, Lord, I would like wisdom, please.
你会说主啊, 我想要智慧,
and the Lord says, all right, I'll give it to you.
所以主说呢, 好吧,
so then what do you do?
然后你怎么办呢?
You say thank you and you carry on.
然后你说感谢你,然后继续。
You say, well, that's all right, but I don't feel like I got it.
所以你说那听起来不错,但是我并没感觉我得到了这。
He didn't say, I'll give it to you and you'll feel good.
他并没有说我赐给你智慧,你会感觉很好。
He said, I'll give it to you.
他就说我赐给你。
And you must believe that he did give it to you.
你必须相信他真的把智慧赐给了你。
So I've probably told you before, but when I was younger, especially when I was a university student, I used to ask God for wisdom.
所以我大概告诉过大家，当我还年轻的时候，特别是我在读大学的时候，我求神赐给我智慧。
I remember one day asking him for wisdom when I was praying one night at 10 o'clock.
所以我记得呢，有一次呢，我向神求智慧，就在晚上10点的时候，我在祷告。
I woke up in the morning. I went back to university. The very first person I met at university gave me the answer that I needed.
今天早晨起来，我就回到大学去。在大学的，到了大学以后呢，我第一个碰到的那个人呢，就告诉了我想要的答案。
I thought, boy, that's easy.
我说，哦，这个有点太容易。And
so I said, Lord, that's exactly what I'm going to do. I asked you for wisdom at 10. You gave me wisdom at 9 o'clock the next morning. That's only 11 hours. I like that.
因为我说，主啊，这个太棒了。因为我头天晚上呢，10点钟求智慧，然后第二天早晨9点呢，你就把智慧给我了。 然后呢，中间呢，只用了11个小时，我非常喜欢这种方式。
Now that was very, very easy to believe.
这样的话呢，你就非常容易去信。
Now a few years later, I asked God for wisdom on another matter.
所以呢，几年以后，我又求神赐给我智慧，为另一件事。
And I waited a few hours and I didn't get an answer.
然后等了几个小时，我没得到答案。 And
then I waited a few more days and didn't get an answer.
然后又等了几天，又没有得到答案。 And
then I waited a few more weeks and I didn't see an answer.
然后又等了几个星期，我又没有得到答案。 And
that was over 50 years ago and I still haven't seen an answer.
这是已经过了50年，但是我还是没有得到答案。Did
God answer my prayer the first time?
神第一次应允了他的祷告吗？
Did God answer my second prayer?
那神呢，应允了我的第二个祷告吗？
Yeah. He answered it, he just didn't tell me that he was answering it other than the Bible.
所以呢，他只是应允了我的祷告，但他就是没有告诉我，他只是在圣经里告诉我。I
didn't see the answer, but I did believe that he had answered, and I believed that he was giving me the wisdom that I needed, and I believe it today that he did give me wisdom. I just never saw it.
所以呢，我相信神应允了我的祷告，尽管呢，他没有给我答案，我也没有看到答案，但是呢，我仍然相信，直到今天我都相信，神赐给了我智慧，只是我不知道而已。How
do you get wisdom? You believe. You must believe.
所以你怎么得到神的智慧呢？你凭着信，你必须要信。
I asked him, I believe he gives me the answer. If I can see it, that's great. If I can't see it, doesn't matter. I believe he gave me the answer. He promised to give me wisdom. I believe it.
所以呢，如果我跟神求智慧，他给了我，这个挺不错的。但是呢，如果他没有赐给我，但是呢，我相信，我相信他赐给我，这个没有关系。但是我因为神应许了，所以我坚信他会赐给我智慧。So
it says, but when he asks, he must believe and not doubt, because he who doubts is like a wave of the sea, blown and tossed by the wind.
今天就说只要凭着信心求一点不疑惑，因为那疑惑的人就像海中的波浪，被风吹过翻腾。
Say, so which way does the wave go?
所以那波浪往哪个方向走呢？
Well, the waves go this way when the wind is going this way.
一波浪能往这边走，当那个风往这边吹的时候。
And the waves go this way when the wind is going this way.
所以呢，那个波浪呢，往这边走，当时风往这边吹的时候。
If you don't believe, then what you do is check the wind.
所以如果你不相信的话呢，那你就是观测风向。And
when the wind blows this way, you go this way.
当那风往这边吹的时候，你往这边走。
And 5 minutes later, the wind changes, and it's going this way, so you go that way.
所以那五分钟以后呢，那个风向变了，那个往这边走，那你就又往这边走。
And then tomorrow, the wind's going this way, so you go this way.
那第二天呢，那个风往这边吹，你又往这边走。
So you're following God, or you're following the wind?
所以你是跟从神呢，还是跟从风？
And so if you are going to get the wisdom of God, you must not follow circumstances. You believe God that he will give you wisdom, and you follow the wisdom he gives, not the circumstances of the wind.
所以呢，你如果要想神求智慧呢，你不要呢跟随你的环境的变化。 你要跟随神的智慧，就算神赐给你智慧，你就跟随神的智慧，而不是跟随那个环境的变化，就像风变化一样。Circumstances
change all the time.
所以你周围的状况呢，是一直在变。Don't
you worry about the circumstances. You just keep doing what is right.
所以不要去 关心你周围的环境，你只是去做正确的事。Okay,
so I'm not sure what other illustrations to give you there. You all know what it's like to feel good one day and feel bad another day. And you do the same thing every day, whether you feel good or whether you feel bad.
因为我不知道再举一些什么样的例子跟你们说明，所以你们每个人其实都很清楚，你们自己也知道，今天呢感觉好，明天呢感觉不好，所以不管你感觉好还是感觉不好，都要一直坚持做正确的事情。Is
it easy to do what's right when you feel good?
所以当你感觉好的时候去做正确的事，是不是容易呢？
Yeah.
当然。
Is it easy to feel to do what's right when you feel bad?
所以呢，去做正确的事，当你感觉不好的时候，这容易吗？
No.
不容易。
So what do you do?
那怎么办？
See, it doesn't matter how I feel. I believe God, this is what I'm going to do.
所以呢，不管我感觉怎么样，因为我信神，所以这就是我要去做的事。
There was a great man of God, I can't remember which one it was. Somebody said to him, what are you planning to do today?
所以有一个属神的伟大的人，我不记得他的名字，有人问他说，你今天准备做些什么？
And so he outlined his day. He said, I'm going to go to such and such a place for supper. And then he said, I'm going to preach this evening till 9 o'clock. And then I'm going to go home and I'm going to go to bed at 10 o'clock.
今天然后他就把他那个时间表拿出来，他说今天的晚上到哪里哪里去吃晚餐，晚餐呢，然后我要是就是去讲道，讲到了9点钟结束了，我要回家10点钟我就睡觉。
He said, well, what would you do if, in fact, the Lord were to come today? What would you do?
所以呢，他说又问说，如果主今天就来了，那你准备做些什么？
He said, well, what would you do if the Lord came at midnight?
他说呢，如果他就反问他说，如果主耶稣半夜来了，你会怎么做？
The man said, well, I'll go through the day, and then I'll go to this particular place for supper, and then I'll go to preach, and I'll preach till 9 o'clock, and then I'll go to bed at 10 o'clock, and I'll wake up with the Lord at midnight.
所以他说呢，那我就这样，我还是这样，我到这个地方去吃晚餐。 吃完晚餐以后呢，我就讲道，讲到呢9点钟结束，10点钟我到家我就睡觉，然后我半夜就醒来，我就去跟主碰到主。That's
the great peace that God gave that great man of God. He said, I am going to believe that God gives me wisdom for today. I'm going to go right ahead regardless of what wind may come. The wind may go this way, the wind may go that way. I'm going to do what God called me to do.
其实就是呢，这一个属神的这个伟大的人，其实他心里他是有平安的，他在相信呢，神会赐给他智慧，他不管环境怎么变化，不管将来要发生什么，所以呢，他不会随着风向走，他就会说呢，神告诉他今天要做什么，他就把今天的事做好。
Verse 7 says, that man who doubts is like, that man should not think that he will receive anything from the Lord. He's a double-minded man, unstable in all that he does.
所以第七节第八节说，这样的人不要想从主那里得到什么，心怀二意的人，在他一切所行的路上都没有定见。
Don't always be looking for instant feedback.
所以呢，不要一直期望着有马上的那种回报。
Have you noticed when you read the Bible, it says the same thing today that it did yesterday.
那你读圣经的时候呢，你就会发现圣经今天所说的跟昨天所说的是一模一样。
God doesn't change his mind every few minutes.
所以神的思想不是说几分钟就一变。
You get the wisdom of God. You say, Lord, this I believe is what I should do. I believe it, and you go and do it. Don't depend on the wind.
所以呢，你从神那里得到智慧，然后你就说呢，我相信这是主要我今天所做的事，我今天就去做，不要去依照那个风向。All right,
verse 9 says, the brother who's in humble circumstances ought to take pride in his high position.
所以第九节说呢，卑微的弟兄身高就该喜乐。
That's very strange. A poor, a humble man, not much money. And he says, but I am very rich in the things of God. And he's proud of the fact that he is rich.
那这就是一个非常奇怪的事，就是一个卑微的兄弟呢，他身高，他敢得到了钱，他就说我应该非常喜乐，因为我是现在非常富有了。
So Bill McDonald, you remember Bill, he wrote the Believer's Bible Commentary and many other outstanding books that we enjoy, as well as his sermons.
实际上呢，你们大家都知道这个马塔纳，马塔纳实际上呢有一个马塔纳诗经， 我们也读到了很多他写的其他的书，我们也非常享受他所讲的道。
He studied at Harvard University, the best university in those days.
所以他实际上上大学的时候，他在哈佛上的。哈佛呢，当时是世界上最好的大学之一。
He studied there and learned, got an MBA. He learned how to be a very successful businessman.
所以他在那里学到了，拿到了他的工商管理硕士。所以他学会了怎么样成为一个成功的生意人。
But he gave it all up to teach the Bible and to write about the Bible.
所以呢，他就把这他所得到的一切都放弃了，然后呢，来读圣经，也写一些释经书。
He was poor.
所以他有点穷了。
But he used to drive his old car.Down the highway.
现在也是他在那个高速公路上呢开他的车。
And as he drove, he would look at all the beautiful farms at the side of the road.
当他开他那辆旧车的时候呢，他就会看那个在高速公路旁边的那些美丽的农场。
And then he realized that one day.He was going to inherit the earth.
所以呢，然后他就意识到，有一天他会继承整个土地。
And so he used to pray like this. He would say, Lord, thank you for that farmer there, because he's looking after my farm until I get it in the millennium.I want to thank you for letting that man look after my farm now.
所以呢，他有通常都是这样去祷告。那主啊，我非常感谢你，感谢你让现在那个农场的农场主，带我管理我的农场。所以他会一直帮我管理农场，直到我进入那千禧年之前。
So he was a brother in humble circumstances who took pride in his high position.
所以呢，他就是一个卑微的弟兄，升高了。
But the one who is rich, verse 10, should take pride in his low position, for he will pass away like a wild flower.
但富足的降卑也该如此，因为他必要过去。如同草上的花一样。
And so the brother in high position says, I know that I've got some money in the bank, but I'm totally dependent on the Lord. I know one day I'm just going to die and that'll be the end of it. And so he takes pride in the fact that God is over all, even in the circumstances of his riches.
所以呢，实际上呢，那些富足的兄弟呢，实际上他就知道他在银行里有些钱，所以但是呢，他会说呢，主啊，这些钱呢虽然是很好，但是呢，终究有一天我会死去，死去了以后呢，这一切的东西呢，都还是变成无有。所以这样的呢，富足的弟兄呢，他应该为一位降卑感到喜乐。
So verse 11 says, For the sun rises with scorching heat and withers the plant. Its blossom falls, its beauty is destroyed. In the same way, the rich man will fade away even while he goes about his business.
所以第十一节是太阳升起，骄阳似火，草就枯干，花也凋谢，美容就消没了。所以那富足的人在他所行的路上也必这样衰残。
So the rich man has nothing to brag about, because one day God's going to take him, and that'll be the end of all. He's just as dependent on the Lord as the poor man.
所以呢，实际上呢，那个富有的人呢，也没什么好炫耀，因为终究一天呢，神就会把他，带走，带走以后呢，那就一切的那些财富呢就结束了。所以呢，他应该完完全全的依靠主，就像一个贫穷的人那样。
If he acknowledges that and lives that, he will have a wonderful life. If he doesn't, he's going to have an empty life.
所以如果这个人呢，他意识到真实，那么呢，他就会有一个非常富足的人生。但是如果呢，他不意识到这些呢，他就会有一个空虚的人生。So
every one of us must acknowledge that in God's sight, we need him. We turn to him for wisdom. He will give us wisdom, and we will need it because the days will be difficult.
所以呢，我们每个人都要意识到呢，我们跟神求智慧，神就给我们智慧，我们就转向神，因为迟迟早早，我们都要碰到那些艰难的日子。
All right, now here's the next promise, verse 12.
所以呢，第十二就是另一个应许。
It says, blessed is the man who perseveres under trial.
所以呢，他说呢，忍受试炼的人是有福的。
It's hard to keep going under trial.
所以在受试炼的时候呢，是很难继续前行的。
Many a man, many a woman started running well under trial, but after a while, they gave up.
所以呢，很多男人或者很多女人呢，他们在试炼刚开始的时候，他们表现很好，但是过了一段时间以后呢，他们就放弃。Sometimes
I meet people and I say to them, "What are you doing for the Lord these days?"
所以有时候我碰到一些人，我说这些日子里你为主做了些什么呢？
Oh, they say I don't do that anymore.
他们说我不再为主做事。What
a tragedy.
这么多么一个悲剧。
I say, why aren't you serving the Lord today?
所以我说你为什么今天不服侍主呢？
And they say, well, it was so hard. And I was discouraged, and this went wrong, and I hurt myself, and on the complaints. They just stopped going.
所以他们说呢，这个太难了，因为呢，我已经失去勇气了。有时候呢，这些事情呢，伤害到我，然后呢，所以呢，我就放弃了，我就不做了。
We have to persevere. We've got to keep going on under trial.
所以呢，我们要必须有忍耐。所以在试炼之下呢，我们要继续前行。Okay,
why?
为什么呢？
And the answer is, the verse goes on, because when he has stood the test of the trial, he will receive the crown of life.
为什么呢？答案就在后面。 就是因为他经过试验以后，必得着生命的冠冕。So
I'll tell you the story again about when I was a boy.
所以我再一次告诉大家一个当我还是个小男孩时候的故事。And
I was out in the yard playing.
我在那个院子里玩。And
my mother was in the house.
他妈妈在房子里看他在外面玩。And
she had a friend with her.
所以呢，他呢有个朋友跟他在一起。And
somebody came into the yard, my mother told me, and didn't treat me very well.
所以他妈妈告诉他就说，后来告诉他就有一个人来到他们的院子里，对他不是很好。
And so my mother's friend said, I'm going out to that yard and I'm going to get those other boys to stay away from Harold. They're not treating him right.
然后他妈妈的朋友说，我会到院子里去，院子里去把那个对Harold不好的那个朋友赶走，让他们远离Harold。
And my mother said, no, no, you just let Harold handle that.
所以呢，他妈妈就说：“你不要去帮他，你让那个 Harold 自己去应对。”
And so instead of going to rescue me, as my mother's friend would have done, my mother just watched and her friend watched too.
所以呢，本来呢，他的朋友呢，本来去准备去救他的爸妈的朋友，去救他，但是他们却都没有那样做。他妈妈和他妈妈的朋友呢，就在屋子里看着他的院子里怎么办。
And my mother told me that I behaved very well under those circumstances. I can't remember the details.
所以他妈妈后来告诉他呢，他在那个当时的环境下表现很好。他现在他不记得当时的细节是什么样的。But
she was very happy that I didn't do something wrong.
所以他妈妈呢，她非常高兴，高兴是因为她没有做错事。And
so probably at supper time, she gave me an extra big piece of pie.
所以呢，大概就在吃晚餐的时候，她妈妈呢就给了她一个额外的大的那个饼甜饼。Okay,
it isn't just you and me who have to go through the trial.
所以呢，这个就是说呢，你我都必须经过试炼。God
is watching, and He says, "That's my daughter, that's my son."
神实际上在天上看着呢，啊，这个是我的女儿，这个是我的儿子。And
so when we go through the trial, and we persevere, it isn't just that we are made mature. Or made complete, not that we will not be lacking anything from verse 4. But when we go through the trial, God will give us a rich reward.
所以呢，当我们经过那些试验的时候呢，不光是使我们自己。 如果我们坚持不懈的话，不是光使我们自己成熟，使我们自己完备，使我们自己一无所缺，而且神看到我们经历这些的神呢，将来会给我们奖赏。He
gives us the crown of life.
他给我们一个生命的冠冕。Okay,
so what do you get when you go through life?
所以当你经过你的人生后，你得到了什么呢？
When you go to school, you go to school for the year, and at the end of the year, you either get very good grades, or you get lower grades, or average, or below that, or maybe you just make it, or maybe you don't make it.
所以呢，如果你去上学，上完学以后呢，在学一年结束的时候， 你可能呢，取得了很好的成绩，然后或者比你的成绩低一点，或者说呢，你完全得到了一个平均的成绩，或者你的成绩比平均成绩要低一点，或者说你刚刚及格，或者你没有及格。Okay,
so sometimes you don't really like award day because you didn't get a very good grade.
因为有时候呢，你并不喜欢那些发奖的日子，因为在发奖的日子，你的成绩并不好。We
get report cards in school. Sometimes if you get all A's, you run home, you show it to your mother and father, and you say, "Look at this, I got all A's."
所以呢，如果你在学校拿到你的成绩单，上面写的字，你的各门成绩全是 A。 所以你就会很快的冲到家里，冲到你爸妈面前说啊，你看看，很高兴，你炫耀说，你看我得到全部都是 A。
What do you do if you get all C's?
如果你的成绩单上全部是 C， 你会怎么做
？Okay, and you say, well, I guess that means I'm average.
所以你说啊，可能我是一个平均成绩。
Did you get from? No.
你得到冠冕了没有?
Did you pass? Yeah.
你通过了吗? 通过.
Get any honors? No.
得到什么荣誉吗? 没有.
What happens if you get all D's, E's, and F's?
如果你全部得到的是 F, 那你怎么办?
You don't run home and say, hey, mommy, look at this.
你不会跑回家去说,妈妈,你看我的成绩单。
Now, when you get to the end of life, you're going to get a report card.
当你的人生结束的时候,你会得到一张成绩单。
Well, sometimes that scares you, doesn't it?
有时候那令人害怕的是不是?
You say, I don't know how I'm going to do on the final exam.
你说我不知道在最终的考试的时候我会做什么。
You're going to get a crown?
你会得到一顶冠冕。
That's my daughter. And you walk up. And he puts a beautiful crown on your head. He says, this is wonderful.
你会得到一顶冠冕吗？如果你是神的孩子，你戴一顶很漂亮的冠冕，你说这个太美了。
What do you get the crown for?
那你得到了冠冕，你会做什么呢？
You're going to get a crown for being the best looking one in the class.
所以你得到了一个冠冕以后，你在你整个班上，你是一个最好看的。
I'm still laughing. When I was in school, they had to write something about me, and so instead of talking about all the good things I did, they simply said, he's very good looking.
所以呢，我因为这事儿我笑了很多年，因为我们班上呢，他本来要给我写一个评语，所以他们就不写我。其他的好处他们都不写，他们只是说我长得很好看。
I said that's not only kind of dumb. It's not also true. And what? Well, surely they could have said something else.
他说那个这个有点愚蠢，因为他们本来可以说点其他的事儿，但他们说我长得好看却不是真的。
And you're not going to get a reward for being very athletic.
所以呢，你不会得到奖赏，是因为你是一个很好的运动员。
And you don't necessarily get a reward because you do lots of good things.
所以呢，你不一定能得到冠冕，因为你做了很多的事。
But you get a crown if you endure the difficult days. And the temptations.
但是呢，你会得到一个冠冕，如果你在艰难的日子里忍耐下来，忍受了那些试验和试探。
And you say, Lord, this isn't easy, but I'm going to do it for Jesus anyway.
所以你会说，主啊，这个太难了，但是不管怎么说，我都要为主耶稣而做。
And you wake up tomorrow.And the problem is worse than it was yesterday.
所以呢，你明天早上醒来，你的麻烦比昨天更大。
And you endure that as well. And what do you get? You get the crown of life.
所以呢，你把那个麻烦忍耐下来了，坚持不懈，那你得到什么呢？你得到了一个生命的冠冕。
Why do you endure trouble, trial, temptation?
为什么你要忍受那些麻烦，然后试验还有试探呢？
Because you love Jesus.
因为你爱主耶稣。
That's the whole key, isn't it? You love me, Jesus said.
所以这是整个的关键点，是不是？你爱主，你说的。
Jesus asked Peter, Peter, do you love me?
主耶稣基督问彼得，说彼得，你爱我吗？
Because Peter loved him, he fed his sheep, and he fed his lambs.
所以因为彼得爱主，所以呢， 喂养他的小羊。
And there's a crown for those who love Jesus.
同样有一个冠冕呢，为那些爱主的人准备。
Well, that makes all the difference. You believe him, you obey him, you endure difficulty for him because you love him.
现在这个呢是什么都变成不一样了，因为你相信主，然后呢你顺服主，然后呢你为主呢忍受了所有的这些试探和试炼，因为你爱他。
Verse 13 says, when tempted, no one should say, God is tempting me. For God cannot be tempted by evil, nor does he tempt anybody.
第十三节说呢，人被试探，不可说我是被神试探，因为神不能被恶试探，他也不试探人。
So God isn't tempted himself. You can't tempt God to do something bad because he won't respond. He will not respond to temptation.
所以呢，神呢，他不会被试探，因为呢，如果你想试探神的话，神呢，他不会去做一些坏事，因为他你要试探他，他不会有反应，神不会对那些对他的试探有任何的反应。
But God doesn't tempt people.
谁也不试探人。
He does, however, allow temptation to test us and to prove us.
所以呢，但是神呢，去允许这些试探呢，来试炼我们，来证明我们。The
problem is that verse 14, each one is tempted when by his own evil desire he's dragged away and enticed.
所以呢，第十四节说，但个人被试探，乃是被自己的私欲牵引诱惑的。
Why are we tempted?
我们为什么受试探呢?
Well, we've got that evil response that says, that's what I want. I want to do what's wrong.
所以我们呢，就是被那些私欲所牵引，因为呢，我知道是错，但是我想去做，这是我想做的。You
remember the story of Job.
大家都记得约伯的故事。
And God didn't say, I'm going to tempt or test Job. But God said to the devil, you may tempt him, you may test him, but I'm not going to test him. God just allowed the temptation.
所以呢，神并没有说，神说我不会去试探，试炼约伯。但神却对那个魔鬼说，你可以去试探他。 你可以试炼约伯，我只是允许你去试探，试炼他罢了。And
God watched as the devil tempted him, and he watched as Job stood against that temptation, and God was very, very proud of Job.
所以呢，神就看到那个魔鬼去试探约伯，然后呢，约伯呢就顶住了试探。 所以呢，神就会为约伯感到非常的骄傲。And
Job endured temptation, and so God gave him a crown of life.
所以呢，约伯呢忍受了试探，所以呢，神给了他一顶生命的冠冕。And
he gave him twice as much as he had had before.
所以神呢，加倍的。 给他了他以前所有,
Everything the devil took away from him, God gave him back double.
所以每一样东西魔鬼从他手上夺去的, 神双倍的还给他了。So
God doubled the number of sheep and the number of cattle, the number of donkeys, the number of camels.
所以呢，神呢，让他的羊加倍了，让他的牛加倍了。 让他的那个骆驼加倍了，让他的驴也加倍了。
God even gave him the same number of children again that he had before.
所以呢，神甚至呢给了他在他以前有的同样数目的孩子们。
So that when he got to heaven, he had twice as many children as he'd had before.
所以呢，当约伯去到天堂的以后呢，他有两倍的孩子。
And God also doubled his life.
神呢，同样把他的生命呢加倍了。
The Lord said, a man's life is 70 years. That's 70 years.
所以主说那人的生命呢是三个二十加十，那是70岁。
How old was Job when he died?
约伯死的时候他多少岁？
140.
140岁。
Okay? God knows what he's doing. He won't tempt you. But he'll watch the temptation, and when it's over, he'll reward you, and he will reward you double and a whole lot more.
所以神呢，他不会试探你，但是神会看着你在你受试探的时候。如果你忍受了这些试探，那神会呢，把所有的加倍的给你，甚至更多。So
when you get to heaven, I'm probably going to walk up to you and say, excuse me, but where did you get that beautiful crown?
当你去到天堂的时候呢，我会走向你，我说啊，不好意思，你那个冠冕是哪里来的？
And I'll say, that crown, excuse me, that crown really looks good on you. How did you get that crown?
现在我说你戴着那顶冠冕很好看。 你是怎么得到那顶冠冕的？
And you'll say, well, there were a few days that were kind of hard, and I just kept on believing in Jesus.
你会说呢，是在我的人生中呢，有很多时间是非常艰难的，我只是说继续相信主耶稣。
And I asked him for wisdom, what to do, and he gave me the wisdom. So, hallelujah.
所以呢，我祈求他给我智慧，他给了我智慧，怎么去做？Hallelujah.
Blessed is the man that endures the temptation, for when he is tried, he will receive the crown of life.
所以忍受试探的人是有福的，因为他经过试验以后，必得生命的冠冕。
All right, well, that's our story for today. We'd probably better stop it there. Any quick question before we sign off today?
今天呢，这就是我们讲到这里，我们应该停到这里。所以在我们结束之前，大家有一个很简单的问题吗？
Very good. Sunny, go ahead.
两三年有问题，请讲。就怎么样区分，我们的患难是来自于神的试验，还是试炼，还是魔鬼的试探？So,
how did we know the hard time is from God's trial, testing, or that is from the temptation from the devil.
What is the first alternative?
She said, how do we know which one, if we got trouble, we are in the hard time, how do we know that is from God or from devil?
Well, if it's a hard time, you're pretty much sure it's from the devil, aren't you? So you're going to say, the devil has allowed this, sorry, the devil has done this, and the Lord has allowed it. I'm going to follow the Lord. I'm going to look for him, to him for wisdom. I'm going to believe him.
那你会说呢？这些试探呢，都是从魔鬼来的，因为呢， 我就会因此神是允许这些试探在我的人生里发生的，所以我会去找神要智慧，神会帮助我，我会想继续信神。
It doesn't matter so much where the problem comes from or what it is. What does matter is how we respond to it. And we respond by faith, trusting the wisdom that God will give us.
所以其实上这个麻烦呢是从哪里来的，这个其实并不重要。那个麻烦怎么来的，但是呢就是在我面对麻烦的时候呢，我们要有信心，我们用信心来面对这些麻烦，这是重要。
Again, that's not an exhaustive answer, but it's a simple answer. The circumstances are allowed by God. Rest in Him. Ask Him for wisdom. Believe Him and keep going.
所以呢，这个呢，实际上这些我们周围的一些环境呢，其实发生都是神允许的。我们要一直呢，保持相信神。然后呢，求神赐给我们智慧，然后继续保持前行。
All right, well, we should go. Just again, welcome to Steve and Matthew, who put in an appearance for a moment or two here this afternoon. Chloe, good to have you. We praise the Lord for the children as well as for those of us who are older.
所以我们也要这个结束了，特别欢迎呢 Steve 和 Matthew 他们一时一会儿的从这个屏幕上出现，也欢迎那个没有出现的 Chloe。所以
，All right, let's pray.
来祷告。
Lord, we've been looking at these difficult verses because the theme is we must endure trials and temptations, and very often they are very hard.
主啊，我们知道我们像面临这样一些非常难懂的经文，因为通常我们面对试验和试探的时候呢，实际上对我们来说都是很难去接受的。
You haven't promised that they will be easy, but you have promised that you will use them for our good and for our ultimate blessing.
所以主啊，你从来没有说应许我们这是容易的，但是您却应许了这样的所有的试炼和试探最终是为了我们的好处，也是为了让我们能够得到最终的那样的福气。
And so we give thanks again today for your goodness to us in spite of the difficulties that we all face today.
所以呢，我们再次向您献上感恩，尽管我们在这些艰难的日子里面，我们要面对的，我们仍然知道感谢您的美善。
We thank you for the promises of God in these trials.
我们非常感恩在这些试验中您是应许之神。
And we thank you for the care of the Lord because you promised to care for us.
我们也非常感恩主对我们的看顾，因为您应许了要看顾我们。
And so we give thanks again in Jesus' name.
所以我们再次献上感恩，奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you all again today. Children